Me. I feel their questions hanging in the air like heavy steam. I bet they're dying to ask who I am, if the lady in the headscarf is my mom or my aunt, as if all Muslims know each other. Then there's Mrs. Klikowski, short and barrel-chested, wearing a brown blouse and a plaid skirt that reaches almost down to her puffy ankles. Frizzy hair frames her frowning face. She stands near me at the back of the room, writing in a small notebook. Finally, she gives Mama a stern look and walks away. No worries, I'm a master at ignoring people. You have to be when your parents get dirty looks at the mall and somebody shouts, "Go back home," a couple of times a year. You definitely have to be when not even one of your close friends from elementary school is in this new, very large middle school. I think of Baba's favorite quote from that 80s show he loves, The A-Team. Pity the fools. And if that doesn't work, ignore them. Unfortunately, ignoring is difficult right now. "Class, let's get started," Mama practically shouts. Her accent is more pronounced with the T's and the R's harder, so I can tell she's getting annoyed. She holds up a wooden spatula. "Can anyone tell me the correct name for this utensil?" What's she saying? A tiny girl with freckles and a thin, dark ponytail whispers so loud that everyone starts giggling again. I feel a frown digging into my forehead. These girls really are the height of disrespect. If Rabia were here, she'd walk right up to them, hands on hips, long braids swishing like a whip from under her hijab, and tell them to knock it off. I feel a little sorry for Mama. She's chewing her lip, ruining that pink lipstick she put on at the last minute. She looks as if she's about to drop the spatula and run away. I'm not about to rescue her. Mama literally dragged me to this detestable cooking club because she thinks I'm not old enough to stay home alone. "I'm in sixth grade, Mama," I'd protested. "I'm old enough to stay alone for an hour without burning the house down." To be honest, I'd wanted to shout at her, but thought better of it. It would have been rude, and Pakistani parents like mine don't care much for their kids in polite American ways.
"We never talked back to our parents, not even once," Baba likes to say in his proudest voice.
I don't think that's anything to brag about, but clearly he does, so I always try to be respectful. Yet how have I been rewarded? Here I am, sitting on the graying floor of this freezing metal kitchen, listening to a bunch of complaints from girls who don't know how to boil an egg. Okay, I'm guessing about the egg boiling part. I don't care how many classes they took with Chef Elaine. Most of them don't look like junior chefs with their polished nails and confused faces as Mama tries to explain the different types of utensils. Mama told me last week that the old teacher left suddenly and took the binder of club recipes with her. When Mama took over, she had to come up with lessons from scratch.
"Spatula," Mama says grimly. "It's a spatula."
"We know," one girl scoffs. She's wearing a tight white t-shirt with a smiling cupcake emoji on it and the words "Sweet Stephanie's" in sparkly silver font. I recognize her. She has her own cupcake business. I've seen her in the cafeteria handing out samples when the teachers aren't looking. She probably knows how to make eggs 10 different ways. If anyone in this awful class has an ounce of cooking experience, it's her. She's never offered me a sample. Good thing I don't like cupcakes. I grip my teeth and look away from Stephanie's superior smile, away from Mama's flustered face. At least I've got my drawings. "Thank you," past me, "for packing my sketchbook and pencils at the last minute." I insert my earphones and press play on my iPod. Selena Gomez always puts me in a good mood. I pull a red pencil from my case. The garden I'm drawing only has one red rose, right in the center, and I want it to be perfect. I hear Mama over Selena Gomez's melodious voice.
"The first thing I'll be teaching you to cook is rice with potatoes. In my language, we call it tahari. It's very simple and quick."
"Tahari? I thought he was a fashion designer," Stephanie blurts out. More laughter. "I hope it's plain rice," the freckled girl with the too loud whisper says. "Like, not spicy?" Mama tries to smile, but it's causing her quite a bit of effort.
"It won't be too spicy, but you did sign up for a South Asian cuisine class," she says very sweetly.
"I can't eat spicy food. It makes me..." The girl sticks out her tongue, panting like a dog. Stephanie laughs. Is this a cooking class or a comedy club?